Wow.
All right. It is Wednesday. It is 5 p.m. It is time for American at Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. I'm Tom Ryan with my lovely wife and co-host, Hattie Morales Ryan, and we are about to bring to you yet another album. I got to do this one quick. It's a top 500 of the top 40 album. It's number 260 on our list of 500 top 500 albums. From January of 1976, it was a number one album by Bob Dylan. It's called Desire. Now, what can anybody say about an album as wildly creative and crazy as Desire? Especially being released on the heels of the album Blood on the Tracks, which we just covered a few months back. This album is almost insane crazy in comparison to its predecessor. And that's what makes it so fascinating, frustrating, compelling, and undeniably great. You simply can't turn away from it because, well, there it is. It's Dylan, and damn it, it's amazing. Sort of. Most of the time. If you're open-minded. I mean, seemingly, overnight, once again, Dylan drastically changed his writing style, this time moving from that Rorschachian impressionism that he did on the previous album to a harsh, biting realism that is unnerving. There's really no sense in arguing its validity or truthfulness, because Dylan does all the talking, a full hour of it, in fact, and it never gets dull. It certainly gets weird in places, but that is why I sometimes consider this to be one of my favorite albums of his, because I'm listening to a genius songwriter rip through his own raw thoughts, adding more than a dash of creative license as he spews opinions, wild tales of romance and destruction, and then closes with a deeply personal goodbye note. All I can say in return is either, wow, or bravo. Best of all, good news. I can hardly talk at all, because this album, the music, is going to fill up an entire hour. So Dylan's going to get to do all the talking. All I can say is, okay, first up is Hurricane, and I will say this. This is Dylan talking about Reuben Hurricane Carter. No, he is not in prison any longer, but Dylan was right in the long run, basically about the story, about the fact that he was wrongfully convicted after serving nearly 20 years. So bravo to Dylan for that as well. Here's Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying near this paddy seat, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave, and he says, and it stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Paddy calls the cops. Just the way things go. If you're
ties. I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he gonna be the champion of the world.
An amazing opener. By the way, almost all the songs on this album Dylan wrote with a partnership with a guy named Jacques Levy. That track and this next one too, Isis, a song Dylan always said, a song about marriage. And Scarlett Rivera on violin. This is an amazing story. I got to say this really quick. Dylan was in his limo driving to a session to rehearse, and he sees her walking down the street with a violin case. He stops to talk with her and says, why don't you come down into the studio with us and rehearse? She ended up being on the entire tour for the Desire thing. Amazing. Here's Isis, a song about marriage.
But I could not hold on to her very long, so I cut off my hair and I rode straight away for the wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The abiding light ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right. Went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, are you looking for something easy to catch? Said, I got no money. He said, that ain't necessary. We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, where are we going? He said, we'll be back by the fourth. I said, that's the best news that I've ever heard. I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace as we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold. I was thinking about Isis, how she thought I was so reckless. How she told me that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we were. If I only could I hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, there's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew
what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had when I saw that my partner was just being friendly. When I took up his offer, I must have been mad body, and I dragged him inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, then I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blindly by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yeah.
Fabulous 1-2 punch right there. Hurricane and Isis playing the album Desire in its entirety. Next up is a track called Mozambique. Now, this is hard to believe if you didn't know this, but Mozambique was a brand new country when this album came out. They were in a 10-year war with Portugal when they just won their independence. But Bob doesn't care about that when he's writing this song. He's writing, he's being satirical almost. He makes it sound like it's a vacation spot. So what matters here is that the song is great. Emmy Lou is singing, and of course she's fantastic. She's always awesome. It was a single. It's called Mozambique.
I like to spend some time in Mozambique. The sunny sky is aqua blue, and all the couples dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two.
and maybe fall in love, just me and you.
Great to play an album. I don't have to talk much because sometimes, you know, I could go off forever, ever, ever, and ever. And I have the song One More Cup of Coffee, which is next. I've played it 1,000 times. I love it, and I have no idea what it's about, so I'm not even going to try. Here's One More Cup of Coffee.
Thank you.
back. Here we go. All right. So there's one more track on side one. These sides are so long. I never really noticed how long this album was. There's literally 57 minutes of music on the album Desire. Talk about getting your money's worth. All right. This is another song that crops up every now and then. If people like to sneak it into their sets sometimes, and it's another mysterious song, but a great one called Oh Sister.
To lie in your arms, you should not treat me like a stranger. I follow when I like the way that you act, and you must realize the danger. A brother to you, and one deserving of affection, and is our purpose not the same on this earth? To love and follow is direction.
Flip the record. The next track is the longest song on the album, over 11 minutes. It's called Joey. It's the weirdest song on the album, too. About a violent gangster. You know, basically murdered on his birthday at Umberto's Clam House in Little Italy. I don't know. Dylan seems to like, I'll leave it to you. Here's Joey.
His eyes glad there was. When they asked him why it had to be that way, well, he answered, just because. Larry was the oldest, Joey was next to last. They called Joe crazy, the baby they called Kid Blast. Some say they lived off gambling and running numbers too. It always seemed they got caught between the mob and the man in blue.
Black men, 'cause they seem to understand. what it's like to be in society with a shackle on your hand. They let him out in 71. He lost a little weight, but he dressed like Jimmy Cagney. I have returned, and now I want what's mine.
I hate to do it, taking it away from Joey Gallo, but there's no way I'm going to fit everything else there. So we'll just keep going, and we'll pick up with Romance in Durango. This is a really cool song because it's sort of like a revisit to Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, which was filmed in Durango with maybe a touch of Marty Robbins' El Paso thrown in.
Hot chili peppers in the blistering sun. Dust on my face and my cape. Me and Magdalene on the run. I think this time we shall escape. So my guitar to the baker.
Upon the white veranda, she wears a necktie and a Panama hat. Her passport shows a face from another time and place. She looks nothing like that. And all of the remnants of her reason grass are scattered in a wild wind. She walks across. The way as the last ship sails and the moon fades away from Lacamon Bay. As the morning light breaks open, the Greek comes down and he asks for a rope, and then we'll ride right on the silver desk clerk says. Cavalier removes his fizz. Am I here on your as the storm clouds rise and the palm branches sway on Black Diamond Bay. A soldier sits beneath the fan doing business with a tiny man who sails in a ring. Lightning strikes, the lights blow out. The desk clerk wakes, he begins to shout, can you see anything? As the rain beats down and the cranes fly away from Black Diamond Bay. The desk clerk heard the woman laugh as he looked around in the aftermath, and the soldier got tough. He tried to grab the woman's hand, said, here's a ring, it cost a grand. She said, that ain't bags while a horse-drawn taxi waited at the curb. She passed the door where the Greek had locked, where a handwritten sign read, do not disturb. She knocked upon it anyway. Someone quick, but the Greek said, go away, to kick the chair to the floor. He hung there from the chandelier. She cried, help me.
ones every day. As the stars fell down and the blues played away on Black Diamond Bay. As the island slowly sank, the loser finally broke the bank in the gambling room. The dealer said, it's too late now, you can take your money, but I don't know how you'll spend it in the tomb. The tiny man bit the soldier's ear as the floor caved in, and the boiler in the basement blew. Well, she's out on the balcony where a stranger tells her, my darling travels in Bogoo. She sheds a tear and then begins to pray. In L.A. watching old Cronkite on the 7 o'clock news. It seems there was an earthquake that left nothing but a Panama hat and a pair of Greek shoes. It didn't seem like much was happening, so I turned it off and went to grab another beer.
Love that story about an entire island vacation resort getting wiped out by a volcano. But the best part is the last verse where he cuts to L.A. and somebody turns on the TV and sees Cronkite talking about it. And he says, oh, another hard luck story. What the, I don't need it. And he turns the TV off. Unbelievable. And the album ends with one of the most straightforward and unadorned personal songs that Dylan ever wrote in the wake of his divorce from Sarah. And it's called Sarah. Well, I got in some words. I'll see you next week, folks. Take care.
The sky when the children were babies and played on the beach. You came up behind me, I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you want to change your mind? Sarah, Sarah, so easy. It's so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Virgin angel.
angel, sweet love of my life. Sarah, Sarah, radiant jewel, a mystical wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, drinking white rum in a Portugal bar. Them playing leapfrog and hearing about Snow White. You in the marketplace in Savannah, Lamar. Sarah, Sarah, it's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. Still hear the sounds of those Methodist bells. I'd taken the cure and it just gotten through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady of the lowlands for you. Sarah, oh Sarah, wherever we travel, we'll never apart. To my heart. How did I meet you? I don't know. A messenger sent me in a tropical storm. You were there in the winter, moonlight on the snow, and on Lily Pond Lane when the weather was warm. Dress. Sarah, oh Sarah, you must forgive me my unworthiness. Now the beach is deserted, except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door. Sarah, oh Sarah, glamorous nymph with an arrow and bow. Sarah, oh Sarah, don't ever leave me, don't ever go.